All right, welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio. And what seems like it's been an eternity that Ernie Goss has been putting out the Main Street Index, which has been spiraling down, 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 down. So it's strange that even on a Monday, we come out with a brand new DTN Ag Confidence Survey that's pointing upward. Holy mackerel, what's going on? Let's find out from DTN Editor-in-Chief, Greg Horstmeyer. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Mick. How you doing?
Pretty good. This is this a sudden change here? Is the future so bright we got to wear shades, or is this just spring blooms eternal?
I think it's a little bit of all the above. This is really the second index in a row where we've seen this optimism really pop up. Surprisingly, we saw it a little bit in the one we did in December, but certainly this one really took us for a surprise. And on your spring's eternal comment, we typically see farmers to be somewhat optimistic in the springtime. And of course, we're going to plant a crop. We've got the calf crop coming, you know, those kind of things. But this one really caught us off guard.
So tell us about the survey. What were the nuts and bolts? How many, where did you survey?
We survey at least 500 farmers. So the people that do the phone calls call until we get at least 500 farmers in the mix. And it was done the first week of March and a little bit into the second week of March, but mostly through the first week of March. We call all over the country, primarily the Midwest, Southwest, and Southeast. We really don't go up into New England too much, although we've got farmers that we do call up in there, but mainly try to stay in the Midwest to the upper Midwest and the South and South and Southeast. We do this three times a year, in the spring, right before harvest, and then in the late winter, late December, right before tax season, really, as farmers are kind of figuring out, kind of taking stock of the past year.
Okay. And in that December survey, you had a mostly neutral 98. And this time, what was the number?
Well, so this time the overall score for the index was 130, which essentially is 30 some points above where it was in December, and that score is with a baseline of 100 being neutral. Then anything above that is seen as optimistic. Anything below that is pessimistic.
So is this because we have a change in attitude at the EPA? We have different messages coming out of Washington. I can't remember what the markets were like in early March, but they're not much better now. So what do you attribute increased optimism for farmers?
Well, I think it is several of the things that you hit on. And I'd want to say, though, that the interesting thing is that when we think about that, we think about all the things that you mentioned were emotional things other than the market. And there were some up and down days when we asked the questions. The stock market was down a little bit, though it had been way up, but at that particular time it was off just a little bit. But the questions that we ask are all about in economics. They're all about revenue. They're about how much income the farmers expect to get, how much non-farm revenue, whether their input costs are going up or down. Everything is about dollars and cents. The answers, though, that we think we're getting back are more based upon the emotional and the politics and the things that are going on. This week that we asked the questions, the first week of March, was right in the middle of all that, was when President Trump signed the executive order that instructed the EPA to take a hard look at the waters of the United States, what farmers know as WOTUS, and take a hard look at that and do something about it. So really good news from a regulatory standpoint. That same week was the week that Republicans finally unveiled their new health care plan. Now, we know today that the health care plan didn't go anywhere, but at the time, that was an awful lot of positive vibe out there in ag country, which must have just overcompensated for the fact that commodity prices are still pretty flat and we're all expecting income not to be that great this year.
So if you did it now in the first week of April, or second week of April, about 5 weeks later, do you think it would change a little or not much?
I really wonder if it wouldn't come off a little bit, though gut tells me And after talking to some farmers as well around this, and kind of speaking specifically to try to get some flesh on the bones, so to speak, by talking directly to farmers, that regulatory issue is something that really has just continued to resonate with farmers. Even though the health care plan didn't come across, and for some farmers that's really bad news, I think there's still a feeling like something will happen in the future. And I also think there's the issue that we're now have gone through a couple of years of low commodity prices. Farmers have kind of, you know, if they were going to be sad about things, they've kind of gone through that period, and now they're looking forward to the future. They know that this down cycle is not going to last forever, and you know, hope does spring eternal. So I think there's an awful lot of just, we've been down this road before. We know things are going to get better. Trying to, you know, feel bad about it is not doing us any good. Let's just try to be optimistic and forge forward.
All right, visiting with Greg Horstmeyer, DTN Editor-in-Chief on the Ag Confidence Survey. You guys do three times a year. Ben, as low as 42. And what is the top end? Is there an unlimited?
Yes, the top end would be unlimited, though probably 200 is sort of would be a tough level to get to. You know, that's kind of where we might see kind of a cap. So we're pretty close to that, you know, at 130 and at 163 for our future expectations. We're getting pretty close to the top end of it.
Wow. Boy, big turnaround. So, but like you mentioned, farmers are perpetual optimists, especially at planting time, and they've got to, you know, they've just got to be optimistic. That's what producers are.
Absolutely. One of the farmers I talked to over the weekend said, you know, prices are going to be what prices are going to be. It's up to each one of us to figure out what we're going to do to get through this. And so again, you know, we do try to ask these questions really about economic issues, but it's human nature. If you've put your nose to the grindstone and you're going to just buckle down and do your best job, you're going to feel better about it, even if prices aren't where you want them to be.
So, there are a lot of different types of farmers. So, did you find a difference between crop farmers and livestock producers?
We did find some difference in numbers, though the trend sort of stays true. We found that crop farmers were a little more pessimistic at a 63 versus the 98 for farmers overall. And we found that livestock, just looking at livestock farmers, they came in at 98 for their current situation. So, you know, pretty close to just below the neutral point. So, and that stands to reason. Livestock farmers have had some pretty good prices going into March. If we think about what the winter was like, it was a little crazy, but there was still some money to be made in some areas where crop farmers saw a couple of upticks, but most of all are still sitting on a lot of grain, you know, still haven't marketed some of their 2016 crop yet. Even some I hear from that still have 2015 grain that they would like to sell. So we would expect the crop farmers to be a little lower than that. You know, looking at nationally, looking across various parts of the country, still the same kind of trends, but the Midwest a little bit lower than other parts of the country. And again, that makes good sense. You know, the corn and soybean belt is probably the area that is the least optimistic at the moment just because of where commodity prices are.
Okay, so you're there in Omaha. The Northern Plains, the Dakotas, any different from the I states?
We don't segment it out that much. We look, all of that is considered Midwest, so I couldn't really tell you. We'd have to actually go into the data and look at how many farmers we talked to in each one of those areas. But it held true for most of the size levels and most of the monetary, you know, income levels as well.
Okay. All right. And then you talked just to farmers. How about agribusiness?
Right. We also, at the same time or a very similar time, we survey agribusinesses, elevators, tractor stores, ag retail suppliers. We do 100 of those, at least 100 of those at the same time. And what we found historically, and it still holds true, that they are a little a little closer together, a little less extreme. Even, you know, when times are good or when times are bad, they're a little more steady, I guess, in terms of how they look at the current situation and the future. So they came in talking about today. How do you think about your business today? They came in at a 96, which is basically neutral. And when we asked them about the future, they came in at 120, which is 40 points off what Farmers had said about the future, the 163 that we talked about earlier. And so not seeing great optimism in the agribusiness side, but still somewhat optimistic, and that stands to reason. Farmers can only scale back so much. That, you know, you have to buy fertilizer every year, you have to buy seed every year. You can only go so many years without replacing that tractor or an implement or something, and then you've got to do that. So while agribusinesses don't have the flamboyant optimism that we see farmers having, they still know that, you know, incomes are going to be fairly steady.
All right. Well, maybe there's a not trickle down or up, but maybe there's a trickle over effect.
Exactly. That would be a new economic theory, wouldn't it, Mick?
Yeah, trickle over. All right. Greg Horstmeyer, DTN Editor-in-Chief, thanks for now, in this days of merger mania going on, DTN has also experienced that. You have been purchased by is this something good, do you see?
Absolutely, it's a great day for us, and really the information on that is just beginning to come out. But we've got an investor company that's buying the whole of DTN, which is beyond just agriculture, but includes several other pieces as well: the weather that we do for industrial and commercial airlines, and transportation, and sports, the refined fuels area that we do that keeps track of a lot of areas in the petroleum industry. So yeah, it's exciting.
All right. Well, we hope the best for you, and we appreciate the info on the Ag Confidence, especially since it's to the upside.
So, absolutely, Mick. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Greg Horstmeyer, DTN Editor-in-Chief.